Mainly Criminal. I'm Gem.
And I'm Emma.
The new co-host. The big surprise.
Yep.
How are you feeling about doing a podcast with me?
A little bit freaked. I've not done anything like this before, so we'll see how it goes over the next few weeks. But yeah, it's exciting.
I know.
Getting out into the world. Why not? You know, there's nothing much to do at the moment, so, you know.
Oh, yeah, we're still in lockdown, aren't we?
So. Yeah, unfortunately.
Are you going into work at all?
No, I'm working from home, which I really don't like. So I'm looking forward to getting back to the office. Weirdly, I'm getting back to my life. But we'll see. It's like still a good few weeks away, I think.
Yeah, we're supposed to be going back in a couple of weeks, but I don't know. I'm excited, but then I'm like, I know 2 hours in, I'll just want to go back home.
Yeah, I think that's it. Or it's either going to be that, or it'll be like we've never been away and everything that we hated about commuting and being in an office and not being able to wear pyjamas for work and stuff.
I know.
We're going to hate it all again.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I've already got a bit of PTSD going on thinking about being back in a classroom. So,
yeah,
everyone's screaming at me.
Yeah, I can't imagine that at all.
Yeah, it's an adventure every day.
Yeah.
So, shall I give you an interview?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do a bit of an intro.
Okay. So, what was like the first crime that you were really interested in?
Probably, I think, was it the Soham murders? Not murders, or the kidnappings, because I was a kid when that happened. I've completely forgotten the guy's name.
Oh, Ian Huntley.
Yeah, so that's kind of the first big crime that I remember as a child. And I remember like how big it was. And like, I was really kind of, because I was a child myself, I was like really freaked out by it, but I found it kind of fascinating as well. I'm really interested in like human psychology and like why people, what drives people to do these things. And kind of since then, it's like a morbid fascination, really. Like, you can see why true crime stories are so popular, because it's kind of like, it's like driving past a car crash, almost like you don't want to know, but it's like really fascinating at the same time.
Yeah, definitely. I think I feel a bit like that too. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day and I was like, oh, I'm gonna go to bed, and I was watching like this TV show about catching pedophiles, and he was like, wow, that's like lovely bedtime watching. But I'm like, it's so fascinating. And I remember the Ian Huntley one. I think I wasn't in school. I think I was in a job. And I was like, oh my God, like this could happen. Because I live in such a small place. Like this could happen here.
Yeah.
And it's so crazy. But yeah, I hated that one. I think just because he was talking to the press and things like that and be like, oh, well, I did see them, but then they left and kept it up for days. Ugh.
Yeah, it's like, and then when you kind of look back knowing what you know now, you're like, oh my God, this is like fooled the whole country, and it's just crazy. Yeah.
Isn't he like housed in Wakefield? I'm sure he's in Wakefield prison.
Possibly, which is pretty close to where I live.
Yeah.
fairly close. Maybe about 20 miles, 15 miles, something like that.
Yeah, that seems to be where they put, like, all the worst ones. Like, yep. Ian Watkins, too, I think he's there.
Yep.
The worst. Ugh.
Not
gross.
Good.
I think the first one I remember, and I was really young, was James Bulger. And
I think I'm a bit too young for that. And I think I only really learnt about that it got publicised quite a lot later, I think. I don't know if like the two killers like got they didn't get released, but there was something that happened and it came up in the news, and I don't remember anything about it. I think I was a bit young for that.
Yeah, I think it was just my mum and dad constantly had the news on. So like in the late 80s, I was seeing things like Myra Hindley on the news and be like, who's that?
No one.
And my parents telling me. Well, they are the Moors murderers. And then like Rose West, Fred West, I remember seeing that on the news. And so, yeah, maybe I should blame my parents for this morbid curiosity. but yeah, the worst. So if we could cover any crime, what would you want to do?
Oh, that is a good question.
It's a difficult one.
Yeah, it is. I might have to think about that. Yorkshire Ripper would be quite good.
Oh, yeah. See, I really wanted to do that one.
Sadly, very close to where I live. Some of them are as well. Like, as in, like, a mile down the road from where I live, which is a bit freaky. When I watched that Netflix documentary about it and didn't realise how close to me some of the murders were. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm never going to that area again in my life. I'm never walking around there.
You should go around on a tour just for the podcast.
You know, I bet such a thing exists. I would not be surprised if there's like a Yorkshire Ripper tour that you can go on.
I bet there is, because there's a Jack the Ripper one.
Exactly, yeah.
There must be one.
It wouldn't be as theatrical going down into Manningham, which is a lovely part of Bradford where I live. But it's... Yeah, there's quite a lot of places in Leeds. I think there was one in Manchester as well, I think. It was Sheffield.
Yeah.
So you definitely got about a bit.
But I remember the most shocking thing I found about that documentary was that Les Battersby from Coronation Street found one of the bodies.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck?
That's so weird. Of all the people.
I know, because I saw him on TV the other day and I was like, oh my God, and I had flashbacks to watching the Ripper thing. But it was just so, so random.
Yep.
But that is like a deep dive though too, Yorkshire Ripper.
Yeah. There's a lot you could cover there. That might have to be a two-parter.
Oh yeah, definitely. Well, the one we're doing next week could easily be a two-parter.
So I hear. I'm coming in, I'm already trying to make changes. What if we do a two-part episode? Gone mad.
You know, I always wanted to do two parties, but now that you know I've kicked my own daughter out of the podcast.
It was her decision, everybody. I have not. Yeah, I was gonna say. Like, I haven't forced her out.
Emma came knocking at my door saying, You're gone.
Move over. It's time.
There's a new sheriff in town. But yeah, Ali does have a lot of schoolwork and everything happening, so yeah. That's why she's gone. I haven't been like, get the hell out of this podcast. But I remember when we did JonBenet, and that was... Oh, I think I knew too much about it, but that was like 7 pages of typing. And we did it in one episode somehow. And I was finishing our episode for next week yesterday. And she came in. She was like, step away from the laptop. I must finish. And that is like a bit longer, like maybe 2 pages longer. So I know. It's crazy. It's taken a whole week. And it's just,
commitment to the cause.
I know. If I wasn't working from home, supposed to be working.
How are we going to find the time to do all this stuff when we actually have to go back to work? Like,
oh, I know. I didn't find it too bad. Like September to December, I was like spending my Saturday nights researching, and then a Sunday just typing it all up.
Yeah.
But we'll have to find a way. We'll have to bring somebody else.
We'll need to get like a writer eventually.
Oh yeah, when we make it in the yeah. podcast charts.
Absolutely. Number straight to the top. I've got aspirations.
We could go to a crime con, have our own booth.
Yeah. We should do. We'll do one on tour when we can actually travel and meet. We'll go on tour. We'll do on location with Insanely Criminal Pod.
Yeah, should we just go to pubs and just ask people about crime?
Yeah, how do you feel about crime? What are your thoughts on crime?
As long as it's not pubs on the Yorkshire Rip at all.
Oh, God. we'll film it live, record it.
Oh,
live.
Jesus.
From Manningham, but I'm like, actually, no, that's not a good idea at all.
Oh, can you imagine people watching us doing that, though?
People do worse. You think of like the amount of people you see taking selfies and all kinds of stuff in the streets. Like, people do a lot worse than record a podcast in the street, I think.
Yeah, that's true. Definitely. I took a selfie in the street a couple of weeks ago and someone was like, oh my God. I was like, what the hell?
I thought that's just like commonplace now.
Yeah. I didn't have a selfie stick or anything. I was just like, here I am.
I've, for my sins, toyed. When I went on holiday last year, because I went by myself, I, for a second, toyed with the idea of taking a selfie stick, and then I thought, no, Emma, don't do it.
Oh, you should have done it.
Oh, no, I don't want to be that guy. Like, stood there with the selfie stick, and everyone will know, because the photo will be at the perfect angle, so everyone will be like, oh, she's the selfie stick, lame. That's the only thing about like going lockdown and stuff. No one's take photos for you.
That's true.
That is my. Well, that's not my biggest problem with lockdown, obviously. It's one of my slight annoyances.
Well, that would be like the true first world problem. God. There's no one to take
hate lockdown. There's no one to take photos of me. If you overlook the deaths, mass unemployment, mental health consequences, economic consequences.
The photos come first, obviously. Absolutely. It's top of the list.
Yep. I am joking, of course. Anyone who is.
Of course, we know you are. You should get a selfie stick, though. I think someone bought one for me once, but it was a really cheap one.
Yeah.
And my phone fell off, so I gave
up. I feel like I've got one somewhere. It'll be buried in a box or something. But I've probably got one. I know I've got, like, a little Bluetooth tripod and, like, remote thing to take delayed photos. I should just get that.
I thought about getting one of them to go on holiday, but then I haven't been on holiday for almost 3 years. Yeah, so.
There is that.
I know, my passport expires next year, so.
Yeah, mine does, actually. And I need to get a new one, like, fairly soon, really. But I'm just going to span it out for as long as I possibly can. But then.
Yeah, me too.
I think to travel pretty much anywhere out of the UK, you have to have 6 months left on your passport now, which kind of sucks.
Yeah, I heard that.
Even, like, obviously to go to Europe as well, like, you need 6 months on it, so I'm going to have to...
It used to be so easy just to travel into Europe.
Yeah, now it's just like, it expires tomorrow, but I'm coming back today, so it's fine.
Yeah.
No, it's 6 months.
I remember when I took the kids abroad for the first time, we went to Amsterdam. Obviously a great family-friendly place. But I had to take their birth certificates with me to prove I was their mum, because we've got different surnames.
Oh, wow.
In case they thought I was trafficking.
I guess they're really kind of tough on that kind of stuff at the borders, aren't they? So.
Yeah. Be even worse now. And then when we do renew our passports, we'll get the lovely post-Brexit British only passports.
Can I opt into a European passport, please?
Yeah. I might try and find some Irish heritage somewhere just to get the European
definitely.
One.
Definitely.
So I am very excited though about doing this podcast.
Me too. I'm very excited.
I think it's going to be quite funny.
Yeah, and this is the first time we've spoken properly in ages as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I live in a completely different country to Jem.
Yeah, so far away.
I'd say it's a good 90 miles away, maybe.
Yeah, it's gotta be. It takes a while to get that way on the train.
Yes, definitely.
And by car.
Yeah. So, yeah. International co-host now.
We've really gone up in the world.
Absolutely. We've got round the world coverage now. Covering.
We are going global.
All four nations.
We do actually have listeners in places like the Dominican Republic and Japan, which blows my mind.
Hi, guys.
I know.
Anyone listening?
Should we try and learn the languages and say hello?
You can do that. If you like.
No, I've got enough on my plate with Welsh.
Yeah, I don't understand any Welsh ever, so.
It's hard work. Typing it, that's the worst. Everything gets changed.
Yeah.
It's like half an hour to send a 2-sentence text.
Do you have people that you have to speak in Welsh to then?
Yeah, well, I work in the Welsh department.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, so everything I do is in Welsh at work. My mum speaks Welsh, but I don't speak to her in Welsh.
Wow.
So yeah, there's nobody really that I speak Welsh to apart from people at work. And my kids, if I shout at them. But yeah, other than that, it's like not many people around here speak it apart from older people. So I'm just lost in a sea of Welsh.
It's not a language I feel I will ever learn, to be honest.
Yeah, it's a difficult one to learn. Really difficult. Apparently, it's as hard as learning Mandarin.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. But if you can speak Spanish, you can speak Welsh.
I can speak a bit of Spanish. I wouldn't like to demonstrate that. But I could get by if I was in Spain, I think.
Yeah, I'm the same with French. I could get by, but I wouldn't want to speak French right
now. That's the thing though, it's like when we've gone off in a non-crime tangent here, but we will circle back around, I'm sure.
Crime and language.
It's fine learning the language, and like French I'm a lot better at than Spanish, but I wouldn't want to speak it to a French person because it would sound ridiculous.
See, I had to. I remember I went on a trip with school for a week, like a French exchange trip. I stayed with a French family and I had to speak French with them all the time and I had this really weird accent. I was like, I'm sorry, I'm slaughtering your language.
That's it, like. See, we brought it back round, slaughtering.
Yeah, see? Everyone loves a slaughter. So, this is just our introduction.
Yeah, this is
Emma's arrival.
Hi, I'm here. I'm ready. Ready to get involved.
We are ready.
Yeah. Let's do it. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Ready to be extremely morbid.
It'll be interesting. Probably quite a lot of the crimes I don't know too much about, so I'll be learning a lot too. Hopefully we will cover some interesting stuff over the next few weeks, which I am certain we will.
Well, if you know any that you think I won't know about, there's so many I don't know about, then you are more than welcome to do an episode every other week or whatever.
Exciting.
So that I can learn something for once.
I will hold you to that.
Yeah, definitely. I think it might be a good dynamic, like an every other week.
Agreed.
It could be good. So, we'll leave it at that.
Yep.
Haven't you got beer tasting tonight?
I do. I do. I'm a big beer fan. Every Thursday I have a live beer tasting with some friends, virtually, of course, in the COVID environment that we're in. But it's a lot of fun. We get a beer. It's like a club. We have one beer every week. There's like a live YouTube video from the company that runs it. And we taste it, watch the video, and then we chat about it. And because we're super cool, we rate the beer out of five. Because
so if anyone hasn't guessed, Emma is significantly cooler than
that
me.
That is not true at all, I would like to say.
Oh, it so is.
No, it's not.
I'm sitting here drinking my little mug of tea.
I've got one beer just sat there looking at me that I will shortly be drinking after a hard day of working from home. So,
see, I should have got a beer. I should have done it.
This is going to turn into a beer podcast.
Oh, yeah, I think it might.
Beer and crime. Maybe I'll have a themed beer every week. I'll try and match a beer to the theme. Well, that might be really difficult.
It could be good, though. I'll see what they've got in Spa. Or Aldi.
Yeah. No, it's true crime, and maybe paranormal stuff. So. Or spooky stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, I am in my haunted room now, which is where I podcast from.
Terrified.
There's always a nice little cold breeze that touches your face every now and then.
Nope. No, thank you.
Yeah, it's not nice. And I'm home alone too, so it's even worse. That's when they tend to come out more. So we will leave it there, and we will be releasing our first episode together on Monday.
Excellent.
So I hope everyone enjoys it.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Yep.
Anything to say before we go?
No, just thanks everybody for listening. I've enjoyed listening to all the podcasts so far, and I'm really looking forward to getting involved. So yeah, can't wait.
Perfect. A perfect ending. So we will, well, not see everybody, but you know, we'll be here
we will.
Next week. Okay.
Bye.